Good morning. We sit here on a Monday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok.
Alan, the meeting between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin in Finland. And before the meeting, President Trump is now blaming the U.S., not Putin, for the sour relationship between the two countries.
Well, look, this is where it all comes together. We have the major Russian investigation, David, going on in the United States. We have Mueller, who has just indicted a whole bunch of new Russians for their role in trying to fix the American elections. We have Donald Trump over there, and his preliminary statements is things have never been worse between Russia and the United States, thanks to the stupidity of who? The Russians know, thanks to the stupidity of the United States. So this is very dangerous stuff, because you have a guy who is denying the reality that virtually every security agency, the FBI, everybody else are talking about in this country and are pointing to, and he's saying it is our fault. Hey, wait a second now. Why is Trump blaming his country as opposed to the guys who we know are doing the bad stuff here? And now he's going to walk in a room without anybody else being there, unattended. Apparently, the criticism of that move has been so stinging that now they're saying, well, we'll be joined by aides later on. But of course, if the negotiation is going on between the two guys, and we don't know based on the fact that the Trump people were supposed to have been talking for a long time with the Russians during the campaign and maybe after the campaign, what's really going on here? Some people are saying this could turn out to be the worst thing since Benedict Arnold in the United States, but it is a terrible set of circumstances that leads us to where we are right now, and it is fraught, David, with danger.
Speaking of a potential meeting between President Trump and Robert Mueller, the headline, Trump resists Mueller interview, Alan, leaving decision on subpoena before fall elections. Trump's team has increasingly signaled that he will not voluntarily answer questions as the special counsel investigates Russian meddling in the 2016 election. That may give Mueller little choice but to seek a subpoena if he deems Trump's testimony critical.
David, we have known from the very beginning that Trump is a liar. He just lies. Oh, yes, I want to sit down with him. We had our grave doubts that that would ever happen, and it's not going to happen because they know that if they get in there, there will be what they consider to be a perjury trap, and they will fight with everything they have to make sure that they don't have to face this kind of an inquiry. So we're looking at a very tough time here in which Mueller is going to have to do what he has to do, and at the same time, all of that is being compounded by the fact that there is a renewed effort in the United States House of Representatives by the Republicans to impeach Rod Rosenstein, who is himself a Republican, who was appointed by Jeff Sessions, a Republican, who is supervising the work of Mueller, a Republican, and yet none of that adds up. They are going to do everything in their power to besmirch the investigation, and it speaks very badly of the Republicans. It shows that country doesn't come first.
What do you make, Alan, of the California Democratic Party snubbing, once again, Senator Dianne Feinstein, as we see many moves to the left when it comes to the Democratic Party?
Well, you know, when things get really rough and you are not doing well and you can't really fight with Donald Trump, which you should be doing, you start to eat your own. And I think that's what's happening. The minute something like this occurs, it leaves an opening to defeat Feinstein at the polls. Look, she's old, but she's not stupid, and she is not by any means a tool of the working Republican majority in the House, Senate, and in the presidency, and in the Supreme Court. So if they manage to defeat themselves by going after her, that won't be a good sign when it comes to the general election, which she would win, and we don't know who else will.
We were talking about your column in the Berkshire Eagle, I. Publius. You wrote about a really interesting situation over in Pittsfield. The headline for DA, with great power comes great responsibility.
Well, that's right. Look, it looks like a setup. The district attorney, David Capeless, moves aside, decides not to run. But instead of waiting for a primary and an election, Capeless resigns early. The governor, in an uncharacteristic move, because I have great respect for this governor, appoints his assistant district attorney to the position. And Cacaviello, who is the assistant DA's wife, gets all involved and starts calling people names. And then the wife of the outgoing district district attorney gets involved and starts calling names. It isn't a pleasant thing, and it is a lesson in how democracy should not be conducted. It has nothing to do with the capability of his assistant DA. It has to do with trying to subvert democracy, and that isn't a good thing.